Thank you. I think that most of you receive the church's monthly newsletter, either by email or by the postal service who delivers it to your mailbox. And if any of you are not presently receiving it and would like to, let us know, we'll add you to the list. The front page of the newsletter, it lists the Sunday lesson topics for that month, along with a short description of the message. Now, the items for the newsletter are due the second Monday of the prior month in order to allow for preparation and distribution by the beginning of the new month. At the same time, we also provide the hymns that we have chosen for our service. With this information, the musicians then select the solo for their Sunday service. You may have noticed, you may not have noticed, but your Sunday service really is a coordinated event. Thank you. Now, as speakers, we have learned to choose our Sunday lesson topics wisely. You see, we understand that a period of time will go by before we actually have to work and develop the message. Sometimes when preparing the current lesson, I look at my title and I wonder what I could possibly have been thinking of when I chose it. At this point in time, I have no clue what I thought I would do with it. Exactly how did I intend to expand it into a Sunday lesson? Now, this has been my experience more times than I would like to admit. But this time, when I looked at today's topic, choose this day, I had no trouble remembering why I had chosen it. I think that certain verses in the Bible catch our attention, inviting our reflection and contemplation, providing food for thought. For instance, when I read Joshua's statement that he and those of his house will choose to serve the Lord, I felt that he had come to this conclusion through much deliberation and thought. I consider it a strong statement, a heartfelt declaration of intent and purpose, one that he is willing to maintain and uphold. And I wondered what brought him to this point of conviction. This reflects his religious beliefs. Serving the Lord, it is a personal matter, but it is one that does require devotion and commitment. And then I wondered about us. Are we able to declare our intentions when it comes to our religious beliefs and convictions? At this point, let us ponder the decisions that we have made concerning these things. We call ourselves students of truth, and we may be sincere in our desire to serve the Lord. But how certain are we of our ability to follow through with what we have declared by word and intent? Is our conviction strong enough to not just talk the talk, but to also walk the walk? And like Joshua, are we able to include our household and what we have claimed for us? We must each answer these questions for ourselves. Now, when Joshua made his statement that he and his household would choose to serve the Lord, he also asked others to choose ye this day, whom ye will serve, the gods who your fathers served, or those gods of the Amorites. Please notice that he said the choice is to be made this day. Today is the time for decision. Now, this term, this day, refers to the present time, keeping us in the now. Joshua could just as easily have said, choose ye this second, or this moment, or perhaps the hour has come. Once we have made our choice, we exclude all other options available to us. Our ability to stick with our intention is dependent on our desire to do so. Now, we all know about choices. Life provides us with a variety of options, and then we pick and we choose from its menu of selections. Some of what we look at is rather mundane. It's not a matter of national security, but simply an issue of our daily routine. For instance, what will we have for dinner tonight? What movie will we go to later on? Perhaps we will be meeting our friends for lunch or not. Now, as I say, these are not monumental decisions, but I include them merely to reiterate that once we have made our choice, we have eliminated all other options. When we enter that movie theater, find our seat, that is the movie we will watch. When we find us sitting in a restaurant having lunch with our friends, we no longer think about whether we want to go or not. This holds true for much of life. We find us sitting in church this morning, which means that at some point in time, we made the decision to learn about truth. Now, our intent may have been to simply discover a finer, more rewarding approach to life, one that goes beyond the material experience. So it was at that time that our thoughts turned to religion. We reasoned that if we could only find God, perhaps we could discover that good life that we intuitively feel is ours. As we studied truth, we were introduced to a spiritual interpretation to life, and something in us was in agreement with what we had heard. Now, being new to this way of thinking, we discovered there were choices to make. Which idea of us would we choose to follow? Man, the one of the material limitation, or spirit, the one of eternal life? Choose ye this day is not merely a suggestion, but rather it is a statement of our intent. You see, what we choose and accept in consciousness, that will become our demonstration. To follow through on our intention, we attempt to put into practice what it is that we learn and what it is we declare to be so. So we look to a spiritual teaching for help. And at times, it does not seem to be working. Oh yes, we may notice that some aspects of life may be a little better, but we certainly have not yet experienced the good life to the degree that we felt we would. And we want to know why. Well, let's go back to Joshua at his time of declaration. His heartfelt statement revealed that all other options to life were now behind him. His vision was on the Lord, with the desire to serve him, and he no longer looked to person, place, or thing to fulfill him. He lived in the present time, choosing each moment to stay true to his conviction. When we first begin to live the spiritual way of life, we find us in untested waters, moving forward into places that we had never been before. Which is okay, because you see, this is how it is done. When we find us in untested waters, sometimes we swim, and sometimes we sink. There will be times when we sink back into that old way of thinking. We may be on the water, but still holding fast to something way back there on the shore. not quite ready to let go of it. While at other times we find us swimming along quite nicely, we're certain we've made the right choice. Now I call this activity testing the waters, still considering the selections that life has to offer. Now I assure you, it does not make any difference whether we sink or whether we swim. As long as we have faith in God, we are perfectly all right. You see, in our search for that abundant life, we may have a few bumps along the road, but God does not leave us. I also urge us to not stay too long testing and trying those waters of uncertainty. Sooner or later, we must all choose to serve the Lord. Might as well be sooner rather than later. We might as well ask, why delay our good? We are reasonable when we ask, why would anyone continue to stay in a place that's no longer profitable or helpful? I personally think that our success depends on our desire. How strongly do we really want to get out of where we are? Sometimes we say things that we have not yet proven to be so. We may declare that the Lord is our sufficiency. We may claim that God is the only presence and the only power. All of this is true. But until it is revealed in us, it will not be true for us as our experience. We cannot demonstrate beyond our level of understanding. It's all a matter of consciousness. Let us choose this day to lift our eyes on high and behold only Him. Now we cannot be certain for sure just when or how Joshua would reach the place where he could choose to serve the Lord in exclusion to all else. But I feel that we can say with certainty that this did not happen until he was able to withdraw his faith and his confidence from person, place, thing, circumstance, or anything from outside. To withdraw from outer temptation allowed him to commune in an inward way, bearing witness to a presence in him that loves him and cares for him. In this lifted consciousness, he could now declare that from this day on, the kingdom of God, the Christ within, would be his support, his wisdom, his knowledge and his understanding. He and his household would be taught by God, following the direction and the guidance of inner being. We read this, and we want to be like Joshua. We want to be in that state of consciousness where we can release all and follow what we know to be true in our heart. And we are determined to discover how to do so. When we work from the mental plane of acceptance, we talk about growth and unfoldment, unfolding into harmony, love, joy, and peace. We speak of developing our spiritual nature, growing into a true state of being. We do all of this because this is the method of the work of thought. Thought is a state of becoming rather than a state of being. Now, this is not the highest understanding, but it is a good place to begin when we have nothing else to hold on to. When we choose to serve the Lord, we do so from a foundation established in truth, one that is firm and already in place. If we are true to our spiritual nature, we bear witness from that state of being. In the book of Genesis, we are told that God created a finished kingdom, already whole, perfect, and complete. And then God looked out on what he had done, calling it good and very good. Yes, what God created is good, very good, already whole, perfect, complete, and that would include us. Christ, our true name, does not need to be developed or grown into. Christ is not a state of becoming, but rather a state of being. Christ does not need to be stirred or awakened. Christ neither slumbers nor sleeps. It is our awareness that needs to be stirred and awakened to what already is. The good life which we say we so longingly desire is the one of perfect harmony, joy, love, and peace. Because it already has existence, we may claim it through revelation and disclosure. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, God or man. In considering the good life, let us now do so from that place of completion. In the Bible, Paul tells us to attain that mind that was in Christ Jesus. A lesson in the basic principle of divine science class speaks of the Jesus Christ principle. The Jesus Christ principle is the principle of making God manifest or visible, and is the name of the principle involved in all of our demonstration. But do we really understand what this means? Well, right now, right where we are, we may live as God's child, bringing into manifestation all that is contained in the kingdom of perfection, already available and at hand. It is the human being who lives in a state of becoming. When he is sick, he wishes to become well, to be healthy. He wants to feel better. I ask the question, when the sick individual again manifests health, just how does he do it? Does he unfold into it or gain it in some way? Is it really possible to develop or cultivate health? The sick person gets better because health is already present, which means that it can be seen and recognized again. When experiencing life, the human being longs to become satisfied and fulfilled, having his physical, mental, and spiritual needs met. And when he again finds himself in a better place of experience and demonstration, we ask, just how did he do it? He was able to arrive at this place because ample supply, fulfillment, satisfaction are already present, which means they can be seen and recognized again. It is lifted consciousness that allows us to live in a state of contentment, one with the principle of life that puts it all in place. When we live from the state of perfection, from Christ consciousness, its principle works in and through us, bringing into manifestation our true state of wholeness, our true state of being. Choose ye this day whom you will serve, the way of the high calling or the lesser way of becoming. When we live from Christ consciousness, we live from our true nature, our true name. And the Bible tells us that what we ask in his name will be done unto us. To begin from the state of perfection identifies God as not only our source and supplier, but as supply itself. He is both the giver and the gift. God does not give us health, but rather is health. And when we claim in his name, wholeness becomes ours. Many times we say that we long for love and harmony, joy and peace. Those intangible qualities that sound so pure and desirable. But inner disclosure reveals we already are these things. And when we claim them in his name, they are made visible as our manifestation. The purpose of today's lesson is to understand that regardless of what we're going through at this moment, regardless of any of our circumstances, we have options. And having options, we do have choices to make. And I admit it can be confusing. Choosing as an individual, we use the process of thought as our method of deduction, relying on our experience and opinion for our conclusions. But let us get back to Joshua and his decision to choose to serve the Lord. When we choose to serve the Lord, that is the only choice we will ever have to make. Because the choice is one of personal release. There's nothing else. Speak, Lord. I'm listening. This act of service applies to all that live in our household. We live in consciousness, so that is our house. This means that everything we entertain in consciousness will bear witness to God, to the exclusion of all else. It is complete surrender to inner guidance and direction. It is serving that still small voice, obeying its command to go forth and be about your Father's business. And now we find us in that stream of life, responding to the gentle urge to turn here or turn there. This business about living true to our divine nature supports the biblical message, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. This he has already conquered all and is who we are. Should be every man's and every woman's desire to acquaint themselves with this greater self that resides in the heart of man. It is this identity that banishes all fear and concern. So let each one of us choose this day when we will serve God or man, but do not be deceived. God is not mocked. We will experience the results of our decision. If of the flesh, then flesh it will be. And if of spirit, spirit. Let us choose wisely. At this time, let us turn within and give recognition to the greater self that lives in us. Would you join me now in our closing meditation? In our time of meditation, we relax ourselves, releasing all thoughts and emotions contrary to God. In the stillness, we find us in a sanctuary of peace, a place that is calm and serene. The cares and the concerns of the outside world, they are gone. In our soul's awareness, we are alone with God, and we hear marvelous things. The invitation is given, come on to me, I will give you rest. Rest from the errors of mental thought and physical might. The way of revelation is by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Let us choose this way. The voice of wisdom speaks, I will teach you. You will be led by my spirit and you will learn many things. In our moments of listening, we are filled with knowledge that goes beyond the human understanding, and then we know. God is the only presence and the only power. we are fulfilled and satisfied. God is our sufficiency. There is none else. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he cause his light to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Turn within, acknowledge him, so that he may lift your consciousness and give you his peace. Amen.